Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah,
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go. Whether the crib or you cruising, if you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. Cause you know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities. It's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When peso spit is pure talent. You couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog light. Shat drop bomb. Info type triple dub. Western World ONE.com. The Shat drop bomb. Need some info type triple W's. Western World ONE.com. It's a fitness live. And it's 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 live. Tuned in the dinner.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.westernworldone.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What on? We in the building, man. We in the building live, man. It's your boy, Dennis Live. Dennis Live. Dennis Live. You tuned in to me. Man, how y'all feeling out there, man? It's a beautiful day today. Well, it's a little gloomy. Oh, excuse me, man. Y'all got to excuse me, man. I'm on air sneezing that thing. I got these little sinuses going on. But, man, today is going to be a beautiful show, man. Understand it. It's like I call this a double hitter, man. You know, let me see here. This show today, man. Quid pro quo. The dip, man. You already know. Quid pro quo. The dip, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, in a quid pro quo, it's like something in exchange for something, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's whatever. You know what I'm saying? You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Tit for tat. This is yours. You know what I'm saying? You do this for me and I got you. Okay, what it is? Sexual. For some money. For the love of money. You know what I'm saying? But then you got that dip, you know what I'm saying? You got that dip, you know what I'm saying? And that dip is like, okay, you know, and this is where it comes in with this, you know what I'm saying? Man, you're at the workplace, you know what I'm saying? You know, because a lot of people use quid pro quo, you know what I'm saying, the workplace. You know what I'm saying? It's something like when you watch something like a little clip in human resources or whatever, and they hit you with that, you know, they hit you with the, you know, people with higher power normally would get this, like your boss or the president of the company or the owner of the label, you know what I'm saying, something like that, and they come at you saying, like, you know, hey, man, you know, you scratch my back, or you scratch my itch, I make sure that you get in a higher position, or you do this. What we call it today is what, politicking? That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? Politicking. But, you know, you got this dip. You know what I'm saying? You got a dip at the workplace, you know what I'm saying? That's why I say the double hitter. You know what I'm saying? Your dip at the workplace, is that loads of fun? Or is it a, you know what I'm saying, was it a load of gun? And a load of gun means, do you feel guilty afterwards to where you just want to, You know what I'm saying? After scratching somebody's back, and you got to go home to your family. And that's something that, you know that you count into. I don't know, man. But look, man, we go check this out. Y'all want to call in, people? We're at the number here, 347-838-9106. Again, the number here is 347-838-9106. Let's go.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Sleeping in my mama crib, or even back when I was up there in my homie crib, paying $1,700 for the rent, money well spent, no heater but a nigga made heat, may I vent, had a thing for you, even wrote the song Dreams for you, cause I had dreams for your thoughts of a ring for your childish shit, you know childish shit, anonymous flower scent, you know coward shit, now a nigga signed a hoe, took a power trip, back home, I'm grown now, and the city's my throne now, huh? The same club that I used to get tossed out, life got crisscrossed, totally crossed out, cause now I'm in this bitch and I'm totally bossed out, 06 trying cause they know that they lost out, but I'm still on you, I'm still on you, my drinks fell on me, while I fell on you, I'm saying,
would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you to want me, would you believe me if I said I'm in love, baby, I want you,
and we are, gotta be the longest crush ever. If I ever get the fuck, it'd be the longest bust ever. Love is a drug like the strongest stuff ever. And fuck it, I'm on one. You feel me? She on a power trip. She got me where she want a nigga. Wiping in the club. Man, my homies gon' disown a nigga. Like, give me $20. Ask you that how you get to college. I'm in your city and I'm wondering if you're home now. Went and found a man, but I'm hoping you alone now. Can't help but feeling like I dropped the ball, cliche. I used to pop up on you at the mall each day. Now, typically, I kick game like East Bay, but you got a nigga freeze frame yelling, please play. For Pete's sake, homie, pull it together. Just fuck up one time and be through it forever. But
would you believe me if I said I'm in love? Baby, what you want?
We are.
open all night. Got me open all night.
Okay, cool, cool, man. We back in the building, man. Let me see here. Let me get my little stuff together, man. Don't say while I'm getting all my little stuff together anyway. I'm going to go ahead and just do it like this. Yeah, call in, man. The number here is 347-838-9103. You already know, hit that one button. We talk about this, man. Quid pro quo. AKA the dip. You see, I put my own little twist to it, right? All right. Now, let me tell y'all what quid pro quo means, man. It means in exchange for goods, services, you know what I'm saying? And speaking, often used the term means a favor for a favor. Phrases similar meaning that give or take, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Do this mean that you dip? You know what I'm saying? Now we got this, man, the workplace. You got a dip. You know what I'm saying? Is it loads of fun or is it load of gun? And what I mean by the load of gun is you get your back scratched. You know, you're guilty or you cool about it? You know what I'm saying? You did what you had to do. You know what I'm saying? Put ends meet on the table. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying? You ain't worried about it. I don't know, people. But this here, man, this is a good, you know what I'm saying? This is like one of the best topics, man. I might not get no call in for this one here. A lot of people are like, man, look, man. Dude, what you talking about, man? Cut the mic. Yeah. And also, too, man, you know, laid up on the show, man. I got my man Dave Diller, man. We heard from him in a minute, man. He'll be online. You know what I'm saying? He's going to come up and give some of his latest music that we got. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be blessing on Fridays, man. But, you know, we're going to bless it today. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, man, call in. Represent your boy, man. All right, but today's topic, man, quid pro quo, the dip. I guess, you know, since I'm kicking up with a rapper today, man, so I guess we did raps yesterday, man, but we're going to do rap music today, too, man, all right? Y'all don't mind, right? I know y'all would. Let's go.
Kill it, kill it, kill it. Kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it, kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it. Bitch, I'm sexy as fuck. You ain't even gotta tell me. I ride around the park. I fuck my girl to R. Kelly. Tell her make me a sandwich. No PB and jelly. She look back like, God damn, what you think? This a deli? I'm screaming, hell yeah, trip. Hell yeah, whoa. That shit make her love me more. And she know I love her too. She know I've been to hell and through. I need what Revan's do. Power of the revenue got me up to the innocent too. Ooh, I gotta shine, boy, I be a star. On fire, that's a meteor. So I'm either or. On TV with a reader or. Set your DVR. Stacking money face to face. What that mean? CPR? Every day to day, day. Gang bang, major paint. D-Town, I ride around. Me and my doll like Charlie Brown. Just trying to get that white money. You know, counting KKKK. On a day-to-day-to-day base. Then vacay for 8 days. Oh, you know, motherfuckers taking a vacation. Put palm trees up in my house and have a staycation. Getting paid while I'm chilling, that's a vacation. Full glass of champagne. Oh,
no, you can't.
I've seen cars, switch up, seen hoes, switch up, seen money. I'll switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with ya. Ain't switch, I ain't switch up. Nah, I ain't switch up. Oh. This ain't me. No, I ain't switch up. The same team. No, I ain't switch up. God, I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it.
Bought a Cadillac, now I'm Cadillac Tom. She ride right, but I'm riding right. Put a Cadillac on that lawn. Might even let her be gay. Might even let her be strong. Might even let her be push. She never meet my mom. Shottown is my town. I ride around like I'm lying down. Southside, my eyes down. I'm the shit, y'all fly around. I'm in my mode today. Saying what the fuck I'm supposed to say. Moving, making money. Got them trash bags, bags. Smoke Chiba with leaders. Pussy sweeter, I eat her. Got strippers and divas. Plus some cougars and cheetahs. Oh, oh, you wear good. Put me on like Bonita. I said, ease up, ease up, ease up. Ain't nobody fucking with my clique.
All these bad bitches, man, they want to. They do. All I care about's my crew, my family and women. Except these women that's hoeing, and these hoes that be stealing, trying to get them a cut. That's how you end up with stitches. I tell a bitch, quit playing and play your position. Either move or get devoured. Fuck a coward. I be fresher than these motherfuckers. Head to sew if I rock Eddie Bauer, but I don't. Or I go. Everything I do it overboard. Michael Phelps splash. Smile for the Polaroid. Self-employed. Now you self-employed. Deep boy. Never told, but I still got more lines than corduroy. And I'm with the same crew until I'm an old man. Cause ain't no such thing as new old friends. I'm saying. I've seen cars. Switch up. Seen hoes. Switch up. Seen money. I'll switch up when the days get dimmer. Who gon' leave you there and who gon' leave with ya? This is for the ones that's always riding with you. Ain't switch. I ain't switch up. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. This ain't me. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. This ain't team. Nah, nah, I ain't switch up. God, I ain't switch up. I think it's time to kill it. 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 Kill it.
Yeah.
Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. I said I think it's time to kill it.
God.
The same team, I ain't twitch shit. Rollin' with the same team, I ain't twitch shit. I'm with the same old team, and you know my team ain't twitch.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app. Just log on to www.westernworldone.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworldone.com.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Do you suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At DHealthStore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butters, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, DHealthStore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. DHealthStore.com.
All right, let's get it, man. All right, man. Well, check it out. That's what we're talking about. Quid pro quo. A lot of people don't want to call in on this. I see the phone lines ringing up, man, but y'all just want to listen, huh? All right, this is what I do, then. I ain't going to, you know, I'm just going to give a little story right quick. Let me do this here. Give a little story. All right. Most working people, man, they can relate to this here. You know what I'm saying? You at the job, You know what I'm saying? You see that, you know, and I always feel like this. Nobody's ever better than nobody. You know what I'm saying? But when you're at the job, you feel like you're better than everybody. You can do every position, everything they throw at you, and you're not getting paid enough.
Okay?
But your boss, your supervisor come to you, and he tell you, hey, you know, I tell you what, man, you know, I can make this, you know what I'm saying, you know, I could get you an extra $3, $4, $5 on your check. You know what I'm saying? You look out for me, man, scratch an itch for me. You know, that itch might be between my legs, whatever. Are you gonna do it? Okay. And then, you know, you do it a little bit, then it start turning a little bit into a dip. That's why I say AKA the dip. Because you're dipping off. You know, some people might do something because of it's their family. You know what I'm saying? Some people might just, you know, they might just do it because, you know, they gotta, you know, they gotta pay, they gotta, you know, they gotta put food on the table, man. It's even with the rappers. I do it like the rap world. You know what I'm saying? Quid pro quo. You know what I'm saying? You got a female, you know what I'm saying? A major, you know what I'm saying, owner of a rap label. And she like, man, Joe, you know, I tell you what. You know, you scratch this itch, boy. I need you to do this for me. We're going to take sexual out of it. I need you to do this for me. In order for you to get on, this is what I need you to do. And you do it, right? You know what I'm saying? And it turned into, you know, it could turn into that dip. What is the person you turn to, you know what I'm saying, when you need something? You know, I mean, are you going to do it to put the food on the table and so you don't feel guilty about it? Is it fun? You know what I'm saying? Or is it a loaded gun? You playing with that Russian roulette bullet. I don't know, people. So now when you look at the word quid pro quo, I think that's an everyday lifestyle. Man, this quid pro quo in everything that we do. You want me to do something for you, this is what you gotta do for me. It ain't never just that, you know, that agape love, you know, since Jesus had designed us to be, but he was like, you know, you're supposed to love unconditionally and just do it for the love, you know what I'm saying? Wow. That's deep. That's deep. Well, all right, man, to the panel call in, man, I'm gonna play another track for you guys. It's right here, man. Call in. The number here is 347-838-9106. Today's topic is quid pro quo, a.k.a. the dip. All right? That's crazy. Let's go.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round and try to shut us down. About an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. In that automatic cook up, be rich, pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds of ganja, I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Bands is in the building, pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, with a team so strong and flow so cold, ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it, B. They think they seeing
me,
but they ain't seen shit.
Man, they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole, yelling, make me rich. Yeah. Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit. No. All in my zone, all on my own. No. Open that pack, no. Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it.
so buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Bitch, don't kill my vibe, don't blow my high, that blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear, respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my 12, blowing circles in the air, for that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker, listen here, boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty, how you want it, full of semen. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch, I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, still in it, bitch. Yeah, I stand tall, no can fall, you pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't nothing G, I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch. Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free love. Surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say stunt, low key, I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic Rich, nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that. Fuck your team with a freak set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a Jeep about to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clippers, I'm faded. Trippy. I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Yeah, turn it up loud, grab another round.
Man, that's the anthem, man. I don't care where you at, man, on the weekend, man, that's the anthem, Joe. This is what we do. This is how we do it. Hey, man, well, today, man, the topic for the day is, man, quid pro quo, a.k.a. the dip. All right. That would give y'all a definition of what quid pro quo is. All right? It basically means an exchange for goods and services. All right? Speaking off the terms means that a favor for a favor. Phrases similar meaning included like give and take. You know what I'm saying? You scratch my back and I scratch your back. Now, when I say the double hit there, it is the dip, okay? You at the workplace, because quid pro quo is mainly used in the workplace. You know, when you go through HR, they tell you that's what it is. You know, when people try to use a position of power to try to get you in a position, in a higher position, or give you a couple of dollars on the table because they want you to do favors for them. You know, that's what they do. As you can file harassment charges on that too. I don't know if you people know about that, but now this quid pro quo turns into the dip now. Man, is it loads of fun now because you're at the workplace, you do your thing, or is it a loaded gun? You just doing it to make ends meet. Do you feel guilty after you scratch that back and put that gun up to your head? You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Man, Joe. This right here, man, we... I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it like this, man. this brother right here, man. You know, he be having a mouthful here, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Without further ado, man. LB.
What's going on? What's going on?
LB is in the building. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling wonderful, man. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. God is good.
I have to give you a double applause, man.
Yeah. First of all, let's hit on the point of the barter system. The barter system is a system that has been put in place and implemented many years ago when our ancestors didn't have money. And so we couldn't exchange goods for money. We can only exchange goods for goods. Now, you couldn't complain back then about goods for money because of the simple reason why, I mean, goods for goods, because, you know, you still was receiving something and, you know, the other party was getting what they wanted. So both parties were, you know, pretty decent and pretty good in that fact, in that aspect. But fast forwarding to modern times, the barter system is flawed because no matter how you look at things, you will always feel like you got slighted, like somebody got more over on you than what you anticipated. Prime example, me, I'm a contractor, and my landlord wants XYZ services done. Well, he feels because he's living in my building, so on and so forth, that, you know, I mean, I'm living in this building, so on and so forth, that, hey, you know, he can get a discount for my services. I might be behind in rent or whatever. Rent is $400. To paint a whole full apartment and get everything up and going, he may say, well, $300. Well, at the moment, I feel slighted because $300 for this full entire apartment, if you were a regular homeowner, I wouldn't, you know, it wouldn't, it would be a lot cheaper. You know, I mean, a lot more expensive. I would charge a homeowner if it was a homeowner's apartment. I'd charge a lot more money. But, you know, he like, well, it's only worth. Now you're put into a situation where you're exchanging services for services and one person gets over on the other person. Now, in the workplace, it's, I guess, the same thing.
Wow.
One person is getting more than the other, so it never really truly works out. For that time being, it looks like somebody is, you know, like, okay, I'm getting what I wanted. But then when you really start to do the math and start putting things together, you know, I'm being taken.
Right.
You know, I'm being taken for whatever, you know, and whatever, whoever's doing it is taking me, and I'm being took. So that's how I view it, you know.
Well,
give me your opinion.
So let's do it like this, too. So do you think quid pro quo is basically for somebody that really have something with their interests? So quid pro quo is not really for just anybody, right? You got to really have something to give something, basically.
Right. You have to really have something to give something in order for it to work out in your favor, you know.
Correct.
But it's, you know, but if you don't really have anything, you know, it's really not going to work out in your favor. Because at the end of the day, you're still going to feel like you're being, you know, being slighted.
Wow. Okay. So now, yeah, so it kind of, it almost eliminates the dip there, because a dip can be a quid pro quo because you get something for it, but everybody can get a dip. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. It's making sense. It's making a lot of sense here. But what if you got that quid pro quo dip? The favor's a little bit broadened a little bit, you know what I mean? Okay. Wow. Man, so we got quid pro quo dips. Oh, we got a new word, bro. we just created a new word on Western World One Network. If you're not a quid pro quo dip, you're nothing. But if you're just a dip, you're just a dip. Thanks, LV. Don't get quiet now, dog. No, man. See, the reason why I brought this quid pro quo up, man, is because this is what's going on right now in the workplace. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
It's going on. Let me see here. It's going on right now in the world.
Give me an example.
I'm going to give you two. All right?
Okay.
The first one is, all right, I'm going to go good. All right. I've been knowing a person for a long time, right? I don't know nothing about this person. I just know I've just been knowing them for a long time, but I don't know what this person do. I don't know what's going on, but then I figured out this person is, let's just say, a secretary, right? She do secretarial work for the mayor's office.
Uh-huh.
And I need to get something done. You know what I'm saying? I need some paperwork passed downtown, you know what I'm saying, the mayor's office. And I've been knowing this person forever, and I never bought none. We just was always friends. And I turn around and I say, okay, well, hey, man, can you put this paperwork in so I can, you know, say, get whatever it is I need to get done? She tell you, yeah. What you going to do for me? So, do this turn into dip status? Or do this turn into, you know, a favor for a favor? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
do this mean you? Go ahead.
I'd say to answer that question, it all depends on what you're really trying to get out of the situation. You know, yes, it can turn into a dip status. But if you're trying not to go in that arena, because see what happens is it becomes very messy and sticky at the end of the conversation. At the end of the whole transaction, it becomes very messy and sticky. But I did this for you. I did this for you. You know, it's always a pointing of a finger. What I did. So at the end of it all. You know, you're sitting back, you're holding the bag because of what someone, you know, what you were trying to get out of it. And
wow. That
sometimes that's not always, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's best just to leave things as is. First and foremost, ladies and gentlemen, let me explain something to you. As an old timer once told me, two things he told me. You'll never lose women chasing money, but you'll always lose money chasing women.
Yes.
Hold on.
Say it again. That boy good.
You will never lose women chasing money. but you'll always lose money chasing women.
Wow.
Meaning that if I'm constantly in the street trying to chase a woman, that means I'm not standing on my square trying to get the job done.
Right.
But if I'm trying to get the job done and the woman sees me trying to get the job done and at the end of the job is being done, I have XYZ dollars in my pocket, she'll always chase me because why? She's ultimately chasing that dollar. So she's going to chase me. And many women have failed. Many women have failed by chasing the man with the money instead of chasing the money.
Right.
Lesson number one. Lesson number two. Never get your bread and your meat from the same store. Meaning, never get your bread and meat from the same store. These are lessons that I was taught that you just don't do. Why? Because at the end of it all, when you're out chasing this woman at the same place where you get your money from, you will always mess your money up. Always. There's no two ways about it. Because eventually it gets messy, it gets sticky.
Now, man, dude, you coming with the pay today, ain't you?
I mean, it is what it is. I mean, you know, a lot of times we don't look at it in that because we let our own egos get in the way of what we want. I gave you a prime example. I'm first and foremost always a man of God, and first and foremost, I got delivered, and this is still a work in process, ladies and gentlemen. It's not something that just happens overnight. It's still a work in progress. But I learned to prioritize my needs and wants. And unfortunately, man puts himself in a position because he wants so much, but God is only going to give you what you need.
Right.
Example.
Go ahead.
Example. A lady told me this past week, she says, my husband that I have right now is exactly what I want. And I said, no. Your husband is exactly what you need. The husband that you have right now is exactly what you need. Because if God had given you what you exactly wanted, you would have wanted more. Because he wasn't going to be able to fulfill your need. God quenched your thirst and gave you something to quench your thirst. You may have wanted to have pop, but as everybody knows, it doesn't really fully quench your thirst like water. Water does so much more things to your system,
right,
versus what a pop would do. There's nothing like purity. When you have purity, that's what it is. So in the workplace, we want to have a dip. Do you need a dip? No. You want to have a dip. Now you're wondering why you're going through the problems that you're going through. Because you let your wants outweigh what you need.
Right.
You got greedy. Got to choose your battles that you play in, baby. What battle you want to fight? Can't fight them all.
Right, right. So, man, so when you come to the quid pro quo, and you you know, say you got the purities and the impurities in it, it's like the word can be good and bad at the same time, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure these things out, man. We're gonna go ahead and take a quick break. Then we'll come back to the table, man. We're gonna scratch it up a little bit, see what we're gonna do. Man, we got LB on the line on the panel today with us. Man, bring it in. All right, let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go. On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. This communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very mic to the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gon' learn today. Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. The new role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Knowledge, y'all gonna be
And we back, man. We back in the building, man. L. Billa, you there?
What's up? What's up? Yep.
That's what it is, man. I'm giving you some music, yeah. Man. Right,
man,
so
y'all gonna learn today. Y'all gonna learn today.
Hey, tell a quid pro quo, aka the dip. Man, so basically, man. We pretty much got the, you know, the definite definition for it, man. You know what I'm saying? When you hear that word quid pro quo, you know what I'm saying, in our urban American community, a lot of black people don't know what that means. So you can be a dip, or you can be somebody that's trying to get set up out of you, man, because they want something from you. You got to give in order to receive. You can use that whatever way you want to use it.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, the thing of it is this, also, Dennis, is, you know, we're a slave as it is here in America. We're, you know, within your lives, you know, we're slaves. We're slaves to a lot of things. It's just you got to determine what you're going to be a slave to. And that's the reason why I say that. A lot of times you could be slighted upon the fact of saying, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. Because we could be a slave to a lot of different things. Prime example is you have to control how much of a slave are you going to be to a certain thing. And what I mean by that is doing something constantly residual. We're going to be a slave to the electric company. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. We're always going to be a slave to the electric company. We're always going to be a slave to the gas company. We're always going to be a slave to where we live because we're going to have to pay taxes. But are you going to be a slave to another human being? Because like I said, at some point in time, you're going to feel slighted. Controlling. How much of a slave are you going to be? Somebody made me get more out of the deal than what you're receiving.
Wow. Well, do you think that, you know, you said how much of it are you going to be? So it's like you kind of aware with what's going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you said slavery, man, that's crazy too, man, because we still in a maze. You know, it's nothing that you can really say or do, man, to really come up out of that.
You know what
I'm saying? We could talk all day about I'm free, I'm this, I'm that, but if you're not financial freedom, man, you're not free, dog, because you got to pay something all day, every day for the rest of your life. You got to give something up in order to get. Meaning that, you know, people say they putting ends meet on the table for their family or they going to work for their family, but you got to sacrifice you so your family could be happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how could you even enjoy your family?
Well,
you
see it every day. Certain sacrifices, and this is the whole, this is where we as a culture, our culture, the black culture here in America, have languished and lacked. And it's because every generation is supposed to be getting better than the next generation. Unfortunately, our generation is going backwards as our mothers and fathers fought. A lot of our parents and grandparents fought for us to have these certain freedoms, the freedom to go into any community, the freedom to drive in any community, to use the restroom anywhere, the freedom to the freedom of not to be called a nigger. However you want to pronounce the word. The freedom of being able to vote, to have a proper say-so in a situation. These freedoms that our grandparents and parents fought for are being taken for granted, that we're supposed to have these things. And it wasn't, and we're not realizing it wasn't until the mid-70s, 1970, that these freedoms that we are enjoying today are being taken advantage of. We're not actually embracing it and going to that next level because we don't understand what our parents put together. You're supposed to capitalize and be better than the next. So when you're talking about slavery and that we're steadily doing the same thing over and over again, first and foremost, in our Bibles, God says, God will help those who help themselves. Meaning, you have to put that first foot forward. So that means you have to pay first, and then you'll receive a good. This is a system that we've always lived in. Give. You have to give in order to receive. This is the system we live in. Giving, receiving. Giving, receiving. So I cannot complain about me giving. I can only complain if I don't receive. I did my part when I gave. But now I'm upset because I have not received. We will always be a slave to something. Controlling how much of a slave you be in your life is up to you.
Wow.
I leave you with this. Let me say this real quick. I leave you with this. My father worked for CTA. My father was a dental technician. My father was off into real estate, buying homes, renting them out and selling them. My father was off into politics. My father had his own newspaper company. My father was off into a lot of things, and all in order to ensure a better lifestyle for his family. That's what gave him a peace of mind. That's what got him away from slavery. A peace of mind of knowing that what I'm doing is going to pay off in the long run because my family will not have to work as hard. My father's in his 70s now. This is where hard work and sacrifice pays off. He's in his 70s now. Does he have to get up and go to work? No. Does he have to go and scuffle out here to make sure that the dollar is going to come in? No. Because even if his kids did not have enough sense to understand that he was opening a door, all they had to do was walk through it. He knew at the end of the day, if you don't capitalize off of it, I'm going to capitalize off of it. So when I see people scuffling out here that 70, 80 years old still trying to make some money, I sit back and I look at my father and I say, hey, he's at the finish line with the flag waving. He don't have to do anything. Is he a slave? No, he's not a slave. Because why? He bought his freedom a long time ago. Now he can capitalize on his freedom. He has a peace of mind, and that's a freedom that a lot of people can't afford. Even people who are rich, who have money upon money, cannot pay for a peace of mind. My father has a peace of mind, and that's what we as a people should be striving towards, a peace of mind. I'm at peace with myself.
That's what I'm talking about, dog. You know what I'm saying? That's smooth how you broke it down. Where, as even we look at it as turn quid for pro, quid pro quo, we take off the debt part. He accomplished all these things, and you know, and now he's at an age. Whereas now they even went up on return. Now you got to be like almost like 70 something now. He used to be what, 65 years old. You got to be 70-some years old, and then you might not even get money from SSI, whatever it is, that you think that you're going to get, and they're going to give you just enough to have you living in an area that you can afford. You know what I'm saying? If you get $2,000 a month, you're not going to be in an area that's $5,000 a month in order to live. You see what I'm saying? You've already been labeled to where they're going to send you at. That's why a lot of people move from here to Arizona. You know what I'm saying? But your father turned around and had these business for newspaper stands to, you know, the construction to everything he's doing that he's instilling in you. That's a peace of mind, like you said. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it works in a good way. And then that way when you look at it too as slavery, that's what they used to always say back in the days. You know what I'm saying? That peace of mind was singing. That peace of mind was trying to learn how to read. You know, that peace of mind was they know that one day that they was going to be free in order to make a better life for their family, for the ones that they have. And that kind of like, I see where it eliminates the racism or it eliminates the fact of the slave, because you already know that's the 13th Amendment. You know what I'm saying? When you're awarded to the state, that's what you are, you know? So I tell people, man, you know what I'm saying? They were like, man, it wasn't my time when I was younger, you know what I'm saying? Or this day and age to the young people, like, man, you know, my ancestors or whatever, they got to do with me right now. But they make you and they remind you of your amendments, that 13th Amendment. So everything that was going on in the past was absolutely true. It's whether what you believe or whatever you feel that grabbed your attention, was it because they put you on that tree and hug you, you know, they cut your private part off, pull it out your throat, whether they believe Martin Luther King, what he did was what he said, the peace speech in Washington, you know what I'm saying? Whether even Minister Farrakhan or Minister Malcolm X, you know, when he was speaking, one thing he said, man, that I love about it, we were talking about that in the car. He said, hey, man, he said, if you hate the truth, don't blame me, blame it on the truth. meaning that leave me alone. I'm just saying what the truth's saying. Hate the truth, you know, or prove the truth wrong. If you know that you are this person and they telling the truth about you, switch it up. If you hate hearing that this is the type of person that you are, if it's in a negative way, change it. Dude, you really, you know what I'm saying? You dropped the bomb, LB, man. You got people putting on their thinking caps today, bruh. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, they say the truth will set you free. And, you know, since we're talking about that, you know, the truth will set you free. It will set you free. But are you willing to be free? A lot of people are not willing to be free. They're scared to be free. Because where freedom with freedom comes responsibility. Vernon Jarrett, when I was in college, I heard Vernon Jarrett, and I don't know if anybody who knows who Vernon Jarrett is, look the name up, who Vernon Jarrett is. He was a very famous black columnist that wrote for the Sun-Times. And he did Tribune sometimes too. Vernon Jarrett said, responsibility, all responsibility means is respond with ability. I was in college when he said that. Respond with ability. With freedom comes responsibility. In order for you to get somewhere, you have to act responsible. You're going to have to pay these bills. You're going to have to be accountable for your actions. You're going to have to be accountable for your children's actions. You just can't pass the buck and say, well, this, that, and the other. You have to be accountable for your actions. If you do not be accountable for your actions, you will always find yourself in the position of being a slave. Because eventually, you're too ignorant to even know. Here in Chicago, they shut down 50 schools they shut down. 50 schools they shut down here.
It's crazy.
Highest number ever shut down. But now, what does that do? Now the parents have to be responsible. Because no longer can you put that responsibility of your child's education on the school. You have to put it upon yourself. With freedom comes responsibility. You want it to be equal? This is what comes along with equality. You have to understand what league you're playing in now. When you played junior baseball, you played as a junior. When you came to high school, it was a little bit more competition. But now that you're in the majors, there's no room for excuses. There's no room for any of this. You have to go in and be responsible and carry your own weight. While you at your job and you asking such and such for a favor, such and such want another favor in return, the dip wants a favor in return. At the end of the day, you have to think this out. Is this responsible behavior that I'm doing right here? Because I just may end up with the short end of this stick. Respond with ability.
Right, bro. Let me ask you this, man. Let's go with the let's go back a little bit. The schools. Don't you think that even with the schools, man, they had enough money? They don't cut a lot of stuff, right? So the the way the schools was working, they was pretty much working off the government funding. You know, because if it's a Chicago public school system, we pay all these taxes. Why they shut down these schools? You know, I can't blame it on the kid, because it's not the kid's fault. You know what I'm saying? The teachers, they eliminated these teachers. Then they got it to the point to where if they shut down these schools and they got teachers that's going to a whole other school with their class, so that way they can feel good in the environment. So now that they got these teachers, let's just say the teacher ain't even been on the job 6 months yet, right? They start to get to know, you know, their class and everything, right? But they make them comfortable enough for the move, then they get rid of them and put a teacher in that's already been in a play or been in that building, with that school that they at now, you know, and let's say you that kid, you got to travel through all these war zones. You know what I'm saying? You got to go through 3 or 4 of them just to get home on a daily basis, dog. You know, growing up, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with what? Gangster Disciples, right? So that's in my area. You know what I'm saying? I also grew up with Lady Kings. You know what I'm saying? So that's in my area. You know what I'm saying? It's family members that's vice lords. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's in my area. Can you imagine going through all them zones just to go to school and learn something? They automatically set your child up for failure because they're going to get scared. Something might happen. You know, you that working person, you got to get to work. What you can do is give your child a couple of dollars, kiss them on the forehead and say, hey, baby, have a good day at school. And then they make it so bad, they reroute these bus routes or certain ways so, you know, say so the kid can get on the bus, but it's only so far. Meaning that, you know, if you want to go to a casino, you got to go downtown and catch that casino express bus. They ain't going to come to the crib and pick you up. It's crazy, man, how this world is starting to operate. And then that thing, too, is why they shut down a Dan Ryan. Give me that story, too, brother, why they shut down a Dan Ryan.
Dan Ryan was shut down. Yes, it did need repairing. No
Wait,
doubt.
The red line.
Yes, the red line needed repairing. That's here in Chicago. Here, that's the main artery to get from 95th all the way to downtown, the main artery. But who stays on the south side of Chicago? Mainly poor African-Americans and Mexicans. So, summertime is coming up. So a lot of people already out committing crimes before. So what better way to have a nice tourist season this summer? Chicago is already painted as a murder capital. Now, understand this. Murder is not happening everywhere here in Chicago. There's nobody has ever sat up there and actually said, if you are part of that world, that's what's going to happen to you in that world. If you're not a part of that world, it's not going to happen to you. So if I'm not a gangbanger, gangbangers are not going to target me. So I'm not affiliated. I'm not associated with any of that type of shenanigans, no way, shape, form, or fashion. So they got you coming and going on the Fear Act. But they shut the whole red line down because why? To keep blacks from going downtown through the whole summer, they shut the whole red line down. Now you can't even get downtown and enjoy a different environment than the environment that you grew up in. Because why? The unsavories get on that same hill and go downtown and wreak havoc upon people who just want to normal everyday lifestyle. So they cut the blacks off from even getting downtown. Now let's go back to the education part. This system that we live in is a well-oiled machine system, and it knows what it's doing. America was founded upon slavery. So the only way you could sustain America at the state of at the state that it's in right now is to revert the people back to slavery. Take them all the way back to what sustained us and got us to this point. It wasn't up until World War II that we became a major world power. It's because of World War II we became a major world power. We were not a major world power. We were on the rise, but we were not that world power until we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. That's when we became a world power. Now, why did we become a world power? Because we took all of the sciences and understand Germany was a world power. Germany is nowhere near as big as the United States, but they were a world power. So I'm giving you guys a history lesson before I get to the point of our education system. They were known as a world power. When we annihilated them and went over there during the Cold War, where Russia, between the Cold War was between Russia and the United States, of who was going to prevail, who was going to be the top dog. The United States became the top dog at the end of it all. Now, what does that have to do with our educational system today? If I close down all these schools, I don't care about you if whether you get to school on time. I don't care about your kids. It's not about your children. It's about finance. How much does it cost to run a school? I got to pay the teachers. I got to pay the benefits. I got to pay the water bill. I got to pay the light bill. I got to pay the gas bill. I got to pay the taxes upon the money that I'm using from all of this. This is a well-oiled machine. The paper, the desk, the janitors, the maintenance men. This is money that's steadily going out, but nothing coming back in. Was it a smart move? Yes and no. It was a smart move economically because I got to cut my losses somewhere. Why am I cutting my losses? Because the school is located in a neighborhood that's not paying taxes, or they're not paying as much in taxes as some of these other neighborhoods. So these people are marching, rioting, and everything like that. It won't mean a hill of beans, because at the end of the day, what runs this whole country, what runs the world? Finances. He who has the gold rules. And y'all can sit up here and hoot and holler forever and a day, and it won't mean a hill of beans to any of those people that's in a political position. Why? Because they control the finances. You can't get mad at Barack Obama because he's not a financial institution. He just governs where the money goes. Understand the system that you live in before you can go in there and try to change the system.
Well,
you can only change a system from within. You can't change a system on the outside. The civil rights movement worked because of finances, not because of marching. It worked because of finances. It worked because of finances. It didn't work because of anything else. It worked because we were able to go in there and shut down one of the most famous things we know is the bus boycott. They didn't take the bus. What did that do ultimately for them? Financially, it made the bus company almost go into bankruptcy because we were the artery of it. We as a culture are consumers. We're not investors. We're not producers. We're consumers. I care less about your education because you don't even know the value of your own self. That's why I could shut this school down, because you don't know the value of your very self of being on this earth. Do you know the value of who you are? Do you know how much economic power that you own? But you don't realize it, so shut the school down. You will never realize it. That's why I shut the school down, because you don't even know the value of your own self. You put the value upon Gucci. You put the value up on Fendi. You put the value up on the Timberlands that you got on your feet. That's your value. Where you put the value at? Just put the value on your Timberlands. You put the value upon the type of car that you drive. I'm driving a Benz. I'm driving a Maserati. I'm driving this, that, and the other. Now, don't get me wrong. I applaud that you want to go out here and aspire to have the best. That's why God puts the best out here. Go after the best. Go after the best thing that's out here because I want you to enjoy life. I want you to enjoy what I have created for you. But don't let it consume you. We as a culture have let these things consume us. We can rap about, yeah, I got the Gucci, I got the Prada, I'm drinking this, and you're helping these people make more money and more money by speaking about it. But you're not getting a dime off of you speaking about it. You don't even know the value of your own worth, your own self-worth. When you learn the value of your own self-worth, then you'll be able to have schools of your own. You ain't got to rely upon the system that's here. Because you'll go out here and get the people in your neighborhood and say, we're going to have our own school system, and we're going to teach them this way. And we don't need a government system. We don't need the government to come in of assistance financially. We won't need any of that because why? I created my own. Stop looking for a handout all the time. Stop looking for Section 8. Stop looking for a rate card. Stop looking for that shit. Get off your ass. You help me. Go out here, get a job. Work hard. So we don't come in like that. I got $20 in my goddamn pocket right now. $20 damn. But I'm still at work. That's why they shut the school system down. They didn't shut it down because you let it get shut down because you didn't have enough education, enough knowledge to understand your own self-worth. That's why they shut it down. And they're going to continuously just shut it down. This ain't about no gangs. I give a fuck about a gang. You ain't even got enough men in your neighborhood to stand up against the gangs and say, y'all ain't going to do this. I can't blame the white man for what he's doing. I gotta blame my own culture for what they're doing. It's like a person sitting up and saying, well, you know, I'm gonna give you a prime example. My daughter, she goes in her classroom, they have a behavioral system that they go on. Red means you're in trouble. Yellow means you're in the medium. Red, green means you're good. She was in class, I get the slippers, she's on yellow. I say, okay, well, why are you on yellow? Because I was talking in class. Then why were you talking? Because such and such was talking to me. Okay, so you mean to tell me you can't talk to yourself? I mean, you don't know how to say, I don't want to talk right now? She had that much control over you where you didn't know how to say, I'm not going to say anything to you because we in class. She had that much control over you. Understand this. Nobody controls you but you. You got the final say so. That's the greatest gift that God gave us is the right to choose. What are you choosing? That's why the school system got shut down. Because we didn't know what to choose.
Man, that's what I'm talking about, dog. Hey, man, let me go to a quick commercial, man, because you're right about that, dog. Every last thing that you said.
What's up, man? What's up, Mike? You sleep? No.
Go ahead and take a commercial, man. We'll be right back. Let's go.
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see. what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WestonWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
On Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WestonWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WestonWorld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WestonWorld1.com.
Birds of a feather. School up. Chill. I got my nigga Rock with me. Shit's epic.
I fuck with Rocco cause he's a hustling motherfucker. You know I fuck with Flocka, he's a crazy motherfucker. You know I fuck with Scooter, he's a robbing motherfucker. I used to fuck with Gotti till he turned into a buster. I did a song with T.I. but the nigga still a sucker. Coltrane got locked up, taking some bridge down to a ghost. You know I fuck with Hot, but he's a shotty motherfucker. You know I fuck with Mojo, he's a hustling motherfucker. In 1997, I was a petty motherfucker. 2007, I was trapping heavy on culture. I did a song with Keisha Cole, I wished I would've fucked her. I missed that girl, my, she was a fine motherfucker. I used to fuck with Keisha Dio, and I still kinda love her. I wish that I can fuck her now, because my mind in the gutter. You know I fuck with P and Buck, I'm their fucking third bro. The nigga killed, don't get out, I'll be a locked up motherfucker.
Most of these niggas, half of these hoes, a couple of my pistols, fuck all of my foes, a few more swishes, a couple more L's. I'm trying to get richer and free all of my niggas. I need all of my niggas. All of my niggas, I'm trying to get richer to free all of my niggas. I need all of my niggas. All of my niggas, I'm trying to get richer to free all of my niggas.
Ha. Shout out that nigga Meechie, he's a lawyer, motherfucker. I got no respect for Jeezy, he wouldn't even buy a lawyer. Yeah, respect Big Cat, but he's a dirty motherfucker. I still fuck with Coach K, but he's a nerdy motherfucker. You know I signed Young Dolphin, he's a jigging motherfucker. But I still say the Project Pat is my favorite rapper. Free my nigga Boosie, he's a gangster motherfucker. Free my nigga BG, he's a gangster motherfucker. R.I.P. the Soldier Slim, I miss that motherfucker. R.I.P. the Pepsi, cause I miss that motherfucker. When I lost Ducky, like I lost my own brother. R.I.P. my granddaddy and I lost my grandmother. Why ever since I had my son, I never fought my baby mother. And every bitch in the industry wanna be my baby mother. My nigga say he love his girl, but I just seen her with us. A nigga want me 96, he get out now and I'ma touch it.
Most of these niggas, half of these hoes, a couple of my pistols, fuck all of my foes, a few more swishes, a couple more L's. I'm trying to get richer and free all of my niggas. I need all of my niggas. All of my niggas. I'm trying to get richer to free all of my niggas. I need all of my niggas. All of my niggas. I'm trying to get richer to free all of my niggas.
All right, bro. Man, we back in the building, man. Back in the building, man. Like I said, man, you know, man, LB did his thing, man. LB, still up? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I heard. I know you got that, you know.
Yeah, you know, I'm used to that. You know, I don't want to disrespect the show, but, Listen. I mean, we talking about a lot. You know, that's the powerful thing about conversation is it can take you in many different directions, and you can learn so many different things. But we don't have enough. You know, we had Michael Bateson on our radio show. You know, here in Chicago, we had another guy early on in the morning. I can't think of his name. Early in the morning. Warren Valentine. Warren Valentine was a very good inspirational radio show guy who talked about empowering his own people. He got shut down on the radio. So I'm so glad that we have a voice and a forum in order to speak these truths that a lot of people are not understanding. Economics. The lack of knowledge of economics is why we're in the position that we're in. We were taught to go buy, constantly just keep buying, We were not ever taught to go out here and take your money and put it up, save it. What would you care about as a man driving a Benz and you got a Chevy? His car gets to the same position. His car gets the same direction and go in the same direction as your car. It start up, it drive, and it get there. You put the value upon it. Nobody else did. You made it more valuable. I'm going to give you an example that a lot of people don't realize this. Plasma costs way more money than LCDs. But we bought so many LCDs, and we put so much more value on the LCD television that it drove the televisions where they can market it at a different price. So they marketed them at a different price and drove the price of the plasmas down. The plasmas became affordable. And the plasmas are the more quality television than the LCDs. But we don't know that because we don't understand economics. Understand economics first. Research before you go out here and just do something. Research it. We don't have enough sense to say, hey, let me read. Let me broaden my horizons. Right now, we are in a position where we have so much more resources to tap out to. We have the internet. We got Facebook. We got, man, listen, it's no way in the world we should be in the position that we're in. But we're in it. But we're
right. Right.
Hey, man, well, look, man, we're gonna come back to the round table, man. I got to introduce this brother real quick, man, and then we gonna wrap it up, all right, Miller?
That's what's up.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, man. LB, well, I'll tell you, man, I'll be on fire today, man. That's what's up, LB. Hey, man, what our father do, man? It's my boy, man. He came in on with us. He been hanging out with us for a minute, man, and now still in progress, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. Got my boy North Pole Stand Up, North Pole Entertainment, Dame Dilla. What's up, man?
Yeah, North Pole Stand Up. Gang gets in the building back one more time. You know what it is, man. 4,800 track stars. Take your hat off, man. Salute.
That's what I'm talking about, man. What's been going on with you, bro?
Man, same old same, man. Just out here maintaining, man. I'm trying to hit a stain, my man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm glad, man, that you came to the show today, man. And I know you got a new song for us, man. I know you want to bless the mic with that, though.
Oh, you know, most definitely, man. Shout out to Dennis Weston, WestonWorld1.com. You know, I'm rocking with y'all all day, every day, man. You know, it's a North Side thing as far as me and you concerned, bro. You know how we do it. But, yeah, you know, I came through, man. Bless the show, man. We doing this new promotion, man, for the I Am The Pole campaign. You know, just came through to bless the house, man, with some of that good music.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, hey, let me know what all you got going on right now. You know what I'm saying? What, you know, where your next show at?
Well,
go ahead.
Well, we got a lot of new developments going on with the team. You know, shout out to North Pole Entertainment and the whole squad, my whole staff, my management. Shout out to my new engineer slash producer, Mikey Noodles. You know what I'm saying? We recruited a new guy for a new sound, you know, a new direction that we're moving in as far as the music is concerned. You know, we're trying to up our quality, you know what I'm saying? And so we've been in the lab, man. We've been like some scientists, man. We've been running around with the white jackets on, man, and breaking the game down and analyzing and, you know, working with a couple test tubes, man. And, you know, we done came up with with some nice little solutions, you feel me?
Right.
And, you know, every once in a while, you know, we did a couple collaborations and a little networking for a minute, you know, got out here, did some shows, some videos. You know, I'm all over YouTube. I'm all over Twitter at Dame_Dilla. I'm all over Facebook, NPENT Dame Dilla. And we just took some time out to, you know, fall back and, you know, get our house together, man. You know, that's all.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You left. That's why I say progressive, man. And you came back. You got a whole other team with it. You're doing it big. You got the North Pole campaign movie going on. Man,
yeah.
I'm gonna hit it.
You know, man. You at the end of the day, man. You know, the I am the Pole campaign, man. Shout out to the whole North Pole, man. Everybody from the Pole that's doing it, man. All the real guys, man. You know, it's just about it ain't like we saying, you know, we the only niggas up there doing it or we got it, but you know, you are what you rep, man. You know what I'm saying? And I rep the Pole hard, man. You know, I North Pole everything to death, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
It's like for a side of the city that's really kind of, you know, the Pole kind of low-key as far as, you hear the south side popping all the time, the west side popping all the time, the east side popping, you know. So in the spirit of, you know, just keeping the rep up, man, keeping the name up, man, and letting the city know that, you know, the north side, man, you know, we putting on just like the rest of the city. That's what it's all about, man. The I Am the Pole campaign.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, man. Well, let's get to the song, man. What is it called? Slow Your Ass Down?
So, yeah, man, we kicking it off for the summer, man. You know what I'm saying? This is like, man, you know, Slow Your Ass Down, man. That's the name of the track. You know, the hook is crazy. Of course, it's verses by yours truly. Shout out to DJ Killer. He laced us with the beat. Shout out to Mikey Noodles. You know what I'm saying? He recorded it, did the engineering on it. Shout out to my management slash my co-CEO, Sean Gotti. And that's what we came up with, man. You know, we going dead in, man. We ain't holding back at all, man.
All right, man. Without further ado, man, go ahead and introduce this song here, man.
This your boy, Dame Dilla, North Pole Entertainment. Slow Your Ass Down off the mixtape. BSG Volume 3.5. Yeah.
Let's go.
Money, guns, drugs, and bricks, nigga. This Dilla man, bitch. One way or the other, we gon' get it, boy. Slow your ass down, nigga.
Okay, laws on the block, but a nigga still working. Hard in the pot, and them birds still surfing. My niggas hungry, they thirsty. Cell phone chirping. Told the niggas, hold up. Chop these O's up. It look like mashed potatoes, then they mold up. First to the first, we gon' jam the whole month. Now post up, if them people roll up. Swallow that shit, hit JJ's, grab you a pop, hit the alley and throw up. The dope game hard, fuck you thought it was. And I was doing numbers before I caught a buzz. Started getting money, player haters caught a grudge. 40 cal, blow them down like you caught a flood. Slow your ass down, slow your ass down. Big 40 cal, that's gon' blow your ass down. All we smoke is loud pack, roll a whole pound. All we flip is white, all we own the whole now. Slow your ass down, slow your ass down. Big 40 cal, that's gon' blow your ass down. All we smoke is loud pack, roll a whole pound. I got big money bag, busting out the ceiling. Shout out to these motherfucking dollars that I'm spending. Shout out to my whip, yeah, that bitch still sliding. Shout out to my bitch, her head do still the flyers. Play
higher, haters minus. Plus equals more cash. You in the rib but always stunned with your broke ass. Slow your ass down, catch up with your kind, lame. These niggas always tough, Tony to the nine, bang. Still waiting on the boat when nigga mine came. Look at my bag, watch I quit your mind change. Look at my watch, diamonds in my time frame. Your bitch giving me brain, she playing mind games. Slow your ass down, slow your ass down. Big 40 cal, that's gonna blow your ass down. All we smoke is loud, pack, roll a whole pound. If all we flip is white, why we biting the right now? Slow your ass down, slow your ass down. Big 40 cal, that's gonna blow your ass down. All we smoke is loud, pack, roll a whole pound. If all we flip is white, why we biting the right now?
Y'all know what it is, DP coming through the airways, dang Dilla, it's official, 3.5, baby, we in the streets, real, recognized, real, y'all know we the brothers of the struggle,
This is what I'm talking about,
yeah.
Dilla, okay, all right, man,
slow down,
okay,
man.
Yeah, man,
how we doing it, man, North Pole, stand up, Lawrence Ave, stand up, shout out to my man, DP. You know what I'm saying? We all over the airways with it. Rest in peace to Chuck. Rest in peace to Easy. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, man. We here.
Yeah, we here, man. Hey, man. You know we're going to put that in heavy rotation on Friday nights, man. Because, you know, we do it every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Hip-hop. You know, that's how we get down.
You know, the first time I came through was on the Hip-Hop Friday, man. I'm in tune with it, man. Hip Hop
right.
Fridays,
WestonWorld1.com.
That's all day.
That's right, man. Hey, man, but man, thank you for rocking with me on this Saturday, bro. I really appreciate it, man. I saw your people, man. They was calling in, man. I seen them. You know what I'm saying? You know, they came out and showed you some love. Just so you know, on the end, I saw them, you know what I'm saying, calling. They were listening in. So when you send out that tag, then, you know, you got your faithful people at you, bro.
Man, that's what's up, man. I got support all over the city, man. South side, north side, east side, west side, man. You know, it's safe to say, you know, I got niggas on all sides of town rocking with Dame Dilla, North Pole Entertainment right now, man. So I appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? If you're giving love, I'm giving love right back in return. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? Big up to you, big homie, because, you know, fortunate that we got real cats like you that, you know, recognize real when you hit. And when you see it, you know what I'm saying, and you're giving us an avenue to put it out here, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, bro, man. That's what I do, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm
right
from the
doubt.
Street. Man, I appreciate that.
No doubt,
well, look, man. But look, bro, hey, man, you call in anytime. I don't care what you got, man. You hit my line up, man. Let me know what you got going on, and we going to make some room for you. You feel me? You family now.
Yeah, keep an eye out, man, because Dame Dilla, you know what I'm saying, we coming, man. We got a whole new repertoire for niggas this summer, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep an eye out for this new joint coming soon, man. Our smash hit for the summer, 100-yard dash, man. We running to the money. So keep an eye out for the shows, videos, promotion on that. Shout out to my team. We out.
We out. All right, boy. Dame Dilla, man, in the building, man. Dilla in the building, man. That's how we do it, man. North Pole Entertainment, man. Dame Dilla, man. That guy there, man, was doing a lot of stuff, man. Be on the lookout for him, man. Especially in the summertime. Summertime, boy. You know what I'm saying? He tell him to slow y'all ASS down, man. That's how you get it in. You know what I'm saying? Man, we had a good show today, man. You know what I'm saying? Know about y'all, man, but today was pretty cool, man. LB came in and blessed the microphone. LB gave us a history channel, the Discovery Channel. So, hey, man, so I'm going to play a couple of tracks, man, and then we're going to come back at it, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to, you know, I like that Dame Dilla, man, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play that again. And then we're going to come back, man. We're going to give out our closing remarks. We gonna go from there. Let's see it. Matter of fact, we gonna do a little bit something with Dame Dilla, man. We gonna let him know that we still got this two down. So you even know. Let's go.
I'll be by your side.
You by your side. You know me.
the gun. Cause that's where I keep, man. Right up under my shirt so niggas can't peep, man. I keep laying niggas down, but you keep trying. So I pull first and leave you laying with your heat line. Where your man supposed to been at? You looking to that nigga for support, but he been clapped. See how them niggas act, always talking slick till they see the gat. When they hear the clap, they ain't finna be. Them niggas is phony. Only real beef that they ever had was baloney. And they say that they your homies, but change like the weather. So it's best to say fuck your friends and keep your cheddar right. And that's some real shit, fam. Niggas say they players, but a pop you for a bitch, man. Ain't that a bitch, man? When you broke, they don't fuck with you. When you rich, they lean on you like a kickstand. Ain't that some shit, man? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, crazy. Crazy. You know what I'm saying? But let me tell you about this nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about it. I'm going to give y'all a story about a nigga that's going to name names. Put that nigga up there. I got to get this shit off my chest. When the cops come and ran through, hand-to-hand sales and car windows like a drive-through. We could have died too, beefing with the niggas, but we knew they was some bitches, so I told you keep your pistol right. Cause the niggas, they be tricking, but you still fucking with them, and they jaw steady flipping. The cops came, caught you with a brick up in the kitchen when you hit the precinct, when none of them niggas sitting right. They ain't even get the bail money. Niggas don't believe shit sink until they smell funny. They put my name in, they had the feds on me, but I still got the bread, homie. Got you out and I was right. Now you back fucking with them, where you know it's nothing but snakes and rats fucking with them. I would've gave you my last, I would've spit for you. If the niggas get you bumped, now I can't do shit for you. Hope they, for real, I hope the niggas by your side, man. You know what I'm saying? Burn their bridges and wonder how they gonna cross the water. You know? That's crazy. Yeah, who they call? Dang, who this? Dang, who that? Fuck that.
You suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's products, hair care products, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Hey, 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 you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Peace.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorld1.com.
All right, people. Hey, in that order, man. Man, we had fun today, man. It was a good Saturday. It was very productive. Quid pro quo, a.k.a. the dip. Man, we just came up with a whole new one. And the meaning for that quid pro quo is good services. You know what I'm saying? In exchange for good services. It's often used for a favor for a favor. You know what I'm saying? We also use it as give and take. You know, say you got to give in order to receive. You scratch my back, and I'll scratch your back. And then when we came up with that, with the dip is, I mean, you got to be that special dip to be a quid pro quo to get something in return up out of the deal. You know what I'm saying? LB, you know, so he said what he had to say with it, and it was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was really cool, man. Talked about a little bit about slavery today, and you know, said about how you can free yourself from slavery. You know, said at the end of that day, you are in peace of mind, and you know what you did and you accomplished automatically freed you from the slavery. And also too, man, we also had you know, stuff with the school systems and what's going on. But I wanted my black people, or just minority people, I was going to say the African-American people, I'm going to say the Spanish people, people that don't really, you know, say get into tune with these things. So now you know what quid pro quo means for the day. You know what I'm saying? And it taught me some good stuff, too. And last but not least, man, before we end it, man, make sure y'all go to that website, westernworld1.com. Check it out, westernworld.com. Go there, man. We got some of everything on there from like Who's Who's. We had Dave Dill on the show, which he's one of the up and coming inspired rappers, man, from the North Side. He's on the website. We got hip hop, and then we got gospel artists too. You know what I'm saying? So comedians, you know, we got all that on the website, man. We looking for a lot of rappers. You know, so all we need is your bio, a photo. A YouTube of you, SoundCloud of you, and we can work something out. We'll get you up there on that website. You know what I'm saying? And once you go on there, we call you family, man, because that's all we put is family on there. And this for the people, man, working people or people that's kind of, you know, struggling to pay these bills. I want y'all to know, monthly bills are not going to never go away. We all know this, right? Go to the website, westernworld1.com, click on Save Money Program. I got stuff on there, man. I got products on there from Energy Program, how we can swap you out with the deregulation program. I have been working with a couple of energy companies, man, where we can help you switch your energy provider, the supplier. You know what I'm saying? We already know that in Chicago it's ComEd. You know what I'm saying? They own the electric company. But it's a lot of electric companies, man, even gas companies, where we call it a deregulation market, where we help you. We got that. We got mobile phones over there. You know, so a lot of name brand mobile phones, mobile prepaid phones, digital services, satellite TVs. You know what I'm saying? Go check it out for yourself, westernworld1.com. We growing, man. We are here to stay. You feel me? And we're going to end it on that note. Thank y'all for having me on the air today. And we're going to get right back at it Wednesday with Case. 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got the conversation. And then we're right back at it Friday with the whole gang. We got the gang in the building. Say what's up, Kimo. Say what's up, JK.
Yeah.
They've been on the whole time, man. So we see y'all, man. They did. They lit there. They rocked it with the NABB. You know what I'm saying? They be on the lookout for them. NAB, you know what I'm saying? Vinny gonna kill me, gonna call it like, excuse me. Yeah, man. The NAB Association, man. These cats doing their thing, man. They doing videos now, man. They on the radio and doing videos. Kimo. Why you was late, man? All right, y'all, till then, man. Thank y'all for having me, man. We right back here next Saturday, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, westernworld1.com, westernworld1.com. We out of here. Peace. Let's go.